I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Misunderstandings and mountain climbing bookend our broadcast today. We're going to start with the latest cause of religious tension in Malaysia. And when the smoke clears, it's really about religious freedom. And then, if you like outdoor recreation, make sure you stick around because we've got a story just for you. We'll get started in Malaysia, where a kerfuffle over a building's cross-like symbol has just added to the country's religious chaos. Although Malaysia received praise for religious freedom improvements in this year's Open Doors World Watch List, there's a threat in the undercurrent. Pressure from Muslim extremists ratcheted up a notch. However, Voice of the Martyrs Canada spokesman Floyd Brobel says the cycle isn't anything new.
For Christians, at least, in terms of evangelizing, restrictions on Bibles and Christian literature, I mean, that's been happening for a while, but it certainly is being heightened again. And I think probably the main concern that the Malaysian government would have is that Christians would use these resources to propagate their religion.
Although there are restrictions on Christians, there's this to consider.
The greater religious freedom restriction would be against Muslims because they are not allowed to convert to any other religion. So there is no freedom of religion for Muslims in the country because they can't convert.
The good news is that Christ is still changing lives. So as with any creative access country.
I think we need to pray that the church would continue to stand for truth. You know, the Bible tells us to be wise as serpent, innocent as doves. And I think Christians in Malaysia need to understand how to do that. And we as believers in the West need to pray into these issues.
We'll turn now to Russia, where stockings brought joy to hundreds of needy kids. Details are coming from MNN's Katie Harth.
SOAR International's short-term mission team is wrapping up their two-week trip to Russia today. They've been sharing Christ's love in tangible ways on the heels of Orthodox Christmas. SOAR International's Becky Dwinell spoke with me before the team left the U.S.
It's just so exciting that we still have the privilege and the awesome opportunity to be able to go into Russia.
The annual trip is part of SOAR's Stuff a Stocking project. Believers like you sign up to sponsor a stocking. Then SOAR uses that money to buy gifts and winter supplies to put in the stockings. Finally, in partnership with Russian churches, a short-term mission team distributes the stockings to orphans and other needy children. At each distribution, kids hear about the gift of salvation.
And I guess that would be one of my prayer requests, that not only would we would have safety and health and all that, but the children's ears and eyes would be open to the Lord.
As the team travels home to the U.S., pray for safety. Katie Harth, Mission Network News.
And the Freedom Challenge under Operation Mobilization is helping end human trafficking. Freedom Challenge's Tracy Doherty explains more.
So essentially, this is a movement of passionate women that are dedicating themselves to freeing oppressed and enslaved women and children from around the world. And they are participating in all kinds of physical challenges, from running to walking to swimming and, of course, climbing, which was the original vision.
Women participating in the Freedom Challenge raise money to support projects focused on helping enslaved women and children. But Freedom Challenge alum Sylvia St. Cyr says,
anytime someone asks me, what was the Freedom Challenge like? I have to use the word life-changing, because pushing yourself to that limit and realizing what you can do when you have God living in you, you are a living example of His might, of His power. And so if He can bring me through the Grand Canyon, what can He do with the darkness that is the 40 million people trapped in human trafficking right now all over the world?
We've got the details on how to join the cause. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thank you for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So you can join us here or on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Google+, LinkedIn, or podcast us at Amazon Alexa, iTunes, or TWR360. And together, great mission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.